This is Inside Agriculture. Good morning. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr sitting in for Eric Johnson. He'll be back on Monday. A recent hearing by lawmakers offered input opportunities on how to modernize existing farm guest worker programs.
Year-round availability of farm labor. Several ag stakeholders see that as one area of farm guest worker labor programs in need of modernization. Dairy grower Lene Kustra explained at a recent Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
H-2A visas do not work for dairy farms because they need qualified year-round employees.
A situation that applies to specialty crop producers as well. Former Assistant Secretary for Labor Leon Sequeira says, in addition,
an updated H-2A program must be simpler, more efficient, less costly, and accessible to all agricultural employers.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack believes that modernization of farm guest worker programs in general is needed to provide
a stable, secure system so you can plan ahead, so you can determine whether or not you are able to expand, able to buy that additional farm, able to expand by buying and expanding your herd. Farmers can't do that today. They can't make those decisions because they don't have the security and the stability of a system that works.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Our warmer than normal temperatures and isolated rain have created a situation for the South Dakota wheat crop. Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson says there is one word to describe the crop.
Variable. That, I think, is going to be the word that will encapsulate the 2021 wheat harvest in South Dakota. Of course, typically we're half hard red winter and half hard red spring. So winter wheat harvest on the USDA report most recently showed a third, but I think the reduced number of acres, the smaller size of those yields, that harvest is moving very quickly. And so we've probably by now are beyond the half, maybe starting to approach three-fourths complete on the winter wheat harvest.
Along the Missouri River, they got some rain. They don't want anybody to know that some of those fields are looking pretty good.
Actually, the winter wheat, that came through probably does look pretty good. And the southern portions of the state did receive some rains and maybe a little bit more timely rains. That winter wheat had a pretty good start, although short to going into last winter. It's always been a short crop, but certainly lack of moisture has also kept it very disease-free. So that harvest is looking good, and the reports that are coming out of it are favorable. The one thing that probably does cast a shadow over this year's winter wheat crop is so many of our producers are also cattle producers and desperate need for forage. And so some winter wheat, even though it might have gone to harvest and might have even actually been a fair crop, has been rolled into bales to help carry those cattle through this next winter.
Better than culling, selling the cows. Huh?
Absolutely. You know, those producers have worked hard to build up the genetics of their herd. And you maybe always have a few pairs that could move down the road. But overall, they need to protect that long-term investment. They need to look at the value of that forage, and they need to look at that potential value of wheat and make some very tough decisions.
So I guess wheat is a very important crop this year.
It really is, and it's got so many uses, and certainly does have a feedlot use, but we'd certainly hope that we get that milling quality that's desired and would like to get that into the food stream.
The yields, I know you said variable, but what's the high end? What's the low end?
Well, our reports have been somewhat limited, but and certainly it isn't going to be a bumper crop by any means. But there are producers that are reporting, you know, that 50 to 60, and then there's, you know, some fields out there that are 30. And, of course, things can be a little bit spotty in between. It, for the most part, is coming through on the winter wheat side with good test weight and very high protein.
Reed Christofferson, South Dakota Wheat Commission. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.